From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
How do you like my new hat, John?
Is that a hat? I can't stop laughing.
Oh, you'll stop laughing. Wait till you get the bill.
The bill? Why, of all the...
There, there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Sir, I would like to marry your daughter.
Well, you can leave your name and address, and if nothing better turns up, we'll notify you.
I can't. Well, who do you think you are?
Yeah, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Knox Manning, Obie Cates, his clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yakagas.
Oh, my, look at all this mail piled up in my desk. Well, might as well open it up. What's this? Oh, it's an announcement from my lodge. The regular Tuesday night meeting will be held next week on Friday instead of Wednesday. However, this may be changed to Thursday, so please keep Saturday open in case we decide to have it on Sunday. It's a good thing I'm not doing anything that night. Say, I wonder what's in this big letter here. Gee, it's heavy. I'll open it. Another chain letter. Let me see what this one says here. It says in the envelope here, confidential information from Handicap Harry. Handicap Harry? Sounds like a college professor. Let's open it up here. It says, how would you like to make $1 million? I made mine. I want you to make yours. Last Saturday at Bay Meadows, out of 8 races, I had 9 winners. One horse must have won twice. It was Handicap Harry who gave me the horse last week that paid $644 for two. So what? $644 for two. Picks all the favorites. Let's see what this letter is from. The Western Boys Foundation. Say, this is the letter I've been waiting for. Betty Rhodes, say, Betty.
What is it, Parky?
Look, here's an answer from the Western Boys Foundation. You know, Ember. That's the people what I wrote to them for money to help me send more poor children to the summer camp this year. See, I got so many applications this year, you know, I need their help. I'm so nervous, can't even read what the letter says. Read it, will you, Betty?
All right, let me see it.
Yes.
Dear Mr. Parky Carcass, we are pleased to advise you that our Mr. J.S. Crabtree will be in your town today. He will call at your place of business upon his arrival.
Ah, that's wonderful, isn't it? Read the rest, Betty.
All right. If Mr. Crabtree approves your plan, you will receive the additional money you need to carry through your idea. Very truly yours, Western Boys Foundation.
Isn't that wonderful? Wait a minute. Crabtree. Oh, I heard about him. He's that rich millionaire. But, you know, I heard he's an old sourpuss, too, Betty.
Oh, well, when you see him, just remember it's important to be nice to him so that he'll give you some money for the camp. And show him you're a substantial person.
You're right, Betty. What could I do?
Well, I have an idea, Parky.
Yes.
Why don't you take him over to meet the mayor, and that'll show him you're a somebody in this town.
The mayor? Oh, no, that mayor is so absent-minded, I could never explain who Mr. Crabtree is.
I know he's absent-minded, Parky, but you'll just have to make him understand. And then when you go over later with Mr. Crabtree, you'll be all set.
Well, if you say so, Betty, I'll go over and see the mayor right now. Here's the mayor's office. I'll go in. Oh, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
How do you do, sir? Yes. May I come in now? I've been waiting out here all morning.
You've been waiting out here? This is not out here. This is in there. You see, I just came from out there in here, you see?
Well, what do you know? And I've been waiting out here for 2 hours so that I can get in there to see you because I heard you were such a good doctor.
I'm a doctor.
You are? Good. You see, Doctor, I haven't been feeling well lately.
Not feeling well?
You're not? Then I'll have to give you a thorough examination. Take off all your clothes.
Oh, wait a minute. How can you examine me? You're not a doctor. You're the mayor.
Why, of course I'm the mayor.
Yes.
And as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. There have been great mayors before, and there may be great mayors again.
But when the history of this great city is written, the greatest mayor of all will be me. But I do not have to say anything more about myself. I'll leave that for others to say. But do this one thing, mister. I want you to do this one thing and do it right now.
Stick out your tongue and say ah.
No, Your Honor, you're a little mixed up. You see, I am Parky Yukakis.
There's nothing I can do about that.
No, you see, I want to send some children away this summer.
How many children have you got?
I ain't got no children.
How dare you send them away? Snatching little children from their poor parents.
No, no, you don't understand. You see, I'm trying to get some money from Mr. Crabtree.
Mr. Crabtree?
Yes.
You mean the famous philanthropist, Mr. J.S. Crabtree?
Yes.
What's his name?
What's whose name?
J.S. Crabtree.
I better quit while I'm still even.
Mr. Crabtree, I'm sorry that you can't see your way clear to give me the money to send those poor children away.
Look, Your Honor, I am not Mr. Crabtree. You see, I'm trying to get some money out of Mr. Crabtree.
Oh, a blackmailer, eh?
Oh,
well, how you ever were elected mayor of this great city, I'll never know. Just look at your record. Kidnapping children, extorting money from Mr. Crabtree. Why, you're the worst mayor this great city has ever had. Get out! Get out! But before you do, let me tell you one thing.
What's that?
I diagnosed your case, and you're a very sick man. Now take this prescription to the drugstore and have it filled. I'm sorry I can't give you any more time. A lot of patients waiting for me. Goodbye, doctor.
Well, some people can just go through a whole lifetime without nothing done happens to them. And me, in 20 seconds, I become a kidnapper, a blackmailer, a doctor, and a mayor. Boy, am I a busy man.
Betty Rhodes and the Top Ballad, And There You Are.
Though we are oceans apart, you're never out of my heart. I simply close my eyes, and there you are. There in the dawn's early light, there in the still of the night, I look behind a star, and there you are. Whenever there's a storm, I don't even hear the thunder. My heart with love is so aflame, I only hear each little raindrop repeating. Pretend you're there, and there you are. I long for you, only you. Then I pretend you're there, and there.
Singing, Betty.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Oh, here's Parky coming back. Hiya, Parky. How'd you make out with the mayor?
Look, don't you ever mention that mayor again. Why, that is the craziest...
Oh, there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Light an old gold. Bob Williams, That's the first sensible thing what I heard today. You know, I couldn't make that mayor understand nothing.
Well, I never seem to have any trouble with him, Parky.
No?
Why, yesterday I met him and had a nice talk with him. I told him that if you want to get comfort and pleasure, light an old gold. Especially today. But I pointed out that you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Well, that's certainly easy to understand, Bob.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
And I also told the mayor that to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. Mm. We call it apple honey.
Say, did he know what you was talking about?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, huh?
And then I told him, Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco. Mm. That's for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So try a pack first chance you get.
What did the mayor say after you told him all that?
Why, he simply reached into his pocket, pulled out a pack of Old Golds and said, Everybody thinks I'm absent-minded, but when it comes to getting cigarettes, I always remember to buy Old Golds.
Oh.
And with that, each of us put three Old Golds in our mouth at the same time and lit them.
Three Old Golds?
Yeah. You see, Parky, he's no more absent-minded than I am. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Goodbye, Doctor. See, Betty, I still don't know what to do. I'm so mixed up with that Mr. I don't know what to do with Mr. Crabtree to show him that I'm a big man. You know, I'm really worried.
Oh, well, Parky, we'll think of something, I'm sure. And meanwhile, you run upstairs and put on your Sunday suit so that you'll look real nice.
Okay. Gee, I hope Mr. Crabtree likes
it. Hi, Betty.
Oh, hello, Hoffie.
Say, where's Parky running off to? He's the busiest guy I ever saw, running around here night and day.
Oh, you know, Parky, always with a million things to worry about. Say, Opie, will you watch the front of the restaurant? I've got some work to do in the back.
Okay, go ahead, Betty. I got to ask that Parky for an advance on my salary. Here it is Sunday, and my next payday is Wednesday. I'm going to need a little money to tide me over. I'll need at least 15 cents. I wonder what this old walrus face wants coming in here. Yes, sir, can I help you?
My name's Crabtree, J.S. Crabtree.
Crabapple?
Not Crabapple. Crabtree, now get it right.
What do I have to get it right for? That's your name. You get it right, brother. I'll worry about my own name. What do you want?
Are you Mr. Parky Carcass?
Nope, he's busy. What do you want to see him about?
I came to see him about some money.
See him about some money? Well, listen, why don't you go out and get yourself a job? He ain't got no money for all you bums.
Bums? I'll have you understand that I'm not a bum.
That's your opinion. Coming around here asking for money.
Young man, I want to see Mr. Parker.
Now, look, don't you come in here and start hollering at me. Who do you think you are? Look, mister, I don't like your attitude.
You don't?
No. Now, get out of here before I throw you out.
Throw me out? You wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't, huh? Well, here we go, brother.
Take your hands off me.
Hollering. What was that big noise? What happened?
Oh, some old broken-down bum wanted to see you about some money, but I threw him out. He said his name was Crabtree or something, huh?
Crabtree? I don't... Crabtree? That's the man I've been waiting for. Betty. Betty.
What is it, Parker?
Oh, my goodness, Betty. Mr. Crabtree was just in to see me, and Opie threw him out.
Threw him out?
Yes.
Opie, how could you do that?
Oh, that was easy. He didn't weigh much.
Spoiled everything.
Opie, which way did he go?
Well, I don't know. The last time I saw him, he was hobbling down the street.
Oh, Betty, take care of the place. I got to find Mr. Crabtree and apologize. Oh, Opie, you ruined me. Gee, I wonder which way he went. I'll try this way.
Why, hello, Mr. Parkycarcus. Why are you running down the street?
Oh, it's Orville Sharp, the salesman. Look, don't stop me now. I'm looking for a man. I'll see you
later. Maybe I'm the man you're looking for. Can I sell you something?
No, you can't sell me nothing today. You see, I got to meet a very important man to see if he'll give me some money for my boys' camp.
Oh, I see. You want to meet a guy who's got a lot of dough. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, but I have...
Now, look, when you meet this guy, you want to make a good impression on him. There's no doubt about that.
No, there's no doubt about that, but I...
I'm glad that you realize how important it is to make a good impression.
Oh, sure, I realize that, all right.
Now, look, who are you buying your impressions from?
Impressions? You got to buy impressions?
Why, Abso. Now, I represent a company called They'll Never Push or Shove You. We make them learn to love you, Incorporated.
Gee, I didn't know you had to buy impressions.
Why, of course you do. Now, look, I can sell you all kinds of ways of impressing people.
How much does the impressions cost?
It's all according to what you want.
Yes.
Here's a swell impression I can sell you.
Yes.
I can arrange for you and your friend to have dinner with some movie stars, and while you're sitting at the table, I send over hundreds of people to ask for autographs.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, not the movie stars' autographs, your autograph.
Oh.
When he sees that, it makes you a very big man.
Yeah. How much you charge for that impression?
Well, that'll cost you $200.05.
$200.05? What's the 5 cents for?
For a pencil. You gotta have a pencil to sign those autographs, don't you?
Yeah, but don't you got no cheaper impressions?
Cheaper?
Yes.
Well, let's see. Okay, here's an impression I can give you for $50. I put a second lieutenant's uniform on you, and you walk down the street, and then I have 40 guys come up and salute you.
What kind of an impression is that?
That's the first time anybody ever saluted a second lieutenant. Am I correct?
You're not very correct with that, boy. Well, $50 is too much for me to spend.
Look, how much money you want to spend for a good impression?
About $1.
A dollar? You want a good impression for a dollar? For a dollar, you can't even make a dent. Wait a minute. Just happen to think.
Yes.
I just happen to have my dollar special with me today.
What is it?
2 tickets for a radio quiz show.
Oh, you can't buy tickets for a radio quiz show.
It's my own special deal. It's for a show called Lie or Pay the Penalty.
Lie or Pay the Penalty? How could I make an impression with that?
Well, these tickets that I sell you are contestant tickets. That means you're going to be acting right in a radio show.
Oh.
This is going to make a big impression on your friend because this program is broadcast on a coast-to-coast hookworm.
I get it. When Mr. Crabtree sees me broadcasting from coast to coast, then I become a big radio star, and that makes me a very big man. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, and here's your dollar.
And here's your 2 tickets for the quiz program.
Goodbye, Mr. Star.
Obie Cates' clarinet and his orchestra play Waiting for the Train to Come In.
Betty.
Oh, hi, you, Bob.
Say, Parky asked me to drop by and leave these 20 cartons of old golds for him. And say, I want to set up this new sign on the counter, too.
Well, let's see it. Oh, why be irritated, light and old gold? That's become a very popular slogan, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, you know, and there's a great story behind it, too, Betty.
Well, what is the story, Bob? And don't leave out a single detail.
Well, old gold never leaves out any of the details, Betty. Devotion to details has been a tradition of the Lorillard people since Pierre Lorillard started in the year 1760.
Well, Mr. Lorillard must have had some fine ideas when it came to tobacco.
Mr. Lorillard was an artist with tobacco, Betty. He had a passion for those little refinements that give added and unexpected pleasure. And that's why today in Old Golds, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you also get an artistic refinement.
You're speaking about Latakia. Am I correct?
Correct. You know, Latakia is used for extra flavor, fine bouquet, and mellow richness. And in Old Golds, you don't get an ordinary moistening agent. You get a special humectant.
You're talking about apple honey, no doubt it.
No doubt it. Apple honey is another detail, and even the cigarette paper on Old Golds made from virgin pure flax is another detail, another refinement to make Old Gold your comforting friend. So, Betty, that's the story behind our slogan, Why Be Irritated? Light an Old Gold. Old Gold, a product of nearly 200 years of association with the world's choicest tobaccos, is always ready to give you relaxation, comfort, and pleasure. Well, see you later, Betty.
Goodbye, Bob.
Oh, but Mr. Crabtree...
I want nothing to do with you.
No, but look, I've been telling you for the last hour how sorry I am, and I'm going to fire that Opie Cates. Honest, I will...
Well, I should hope you would. Imagine throwing me out. I was never so insulted in my whole life. Now, to top it all, you want to take me to some silly radio program. I hate the radio.
So do I, but what can I do? I have to appear on that program and talk to millions of people. I guess they just like to hear me, that's all. But let's go in. Here we are, Studio A.
Young man, I want you to know that I'm going in here under protest and against my better judgment.
Pardon you, mister. Is this the place for the program, lie or pay the penalty?
Shh. Quiet, please. We're ready to go on the air. Do you have tickets?
Yes, I do. Here they are.
Okay, you two gentlemen go right up on the stage, please.
Me on the stage? I won't go on that stage. I'm not an exhibitionist.
Right up on the stage, mister. We have no time to argue. Uh-oh, there goes the red light. Quiet. We're on the air.
The makers of Clutcho, nature's own dental plate powder, bring you Lie or Pay the Penalty. And here's that mirth-provoking, side-splitting master of ceremonies, that man who gives away millions, Knox Manning.
And who is our first contestant for tonight? Oh, this gentleman right here. What's your name, please?
Crabtree, J.S. Crabtree. And I want you to know, young man, that I don't care for any of this silly business.
I see. What is your occupation, Mr. Crabtree? What do you do?
I don't do anything.
Oh, a bum, huh?
A bum? You're the second man who's called me a bum today. I'll bet that Mr. Parkyakakis put you up to this.
Parkyakakis? Who's Parkyakakis?
That's me.
Oh, step right over here. Are you with Mr. Crabtree?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fine, fine. We'll do a stunt with both of you gentlemen.
Stunt? You'll not do any stunts with me. I'm leaving here. Mr. Parkyakakis, you got me into this, and I'll never forget it.
Please, Mr. Manning, could we go now?
Hey, just 1 minute. I just want to ask Mr. Crabtree here one question, and if he answers it correctly, he gets $3 and a box of Clutcho. But if he fails to answer, he has to pay the penalty.
Pay the penalty? Pay what penalty?
Brother, you'll find out. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you've got to give me the correct answer before you hear the buzzer. Now, here's the question. How many miles is it from... Oh, that's too bad. Why, there's the buzzer. You didn't answer in time, did you?
Answer in time? You never even finished the question.
There, there, Mr. Crabtree. Don't be a poor sport. Now, you didn't answer the question, so you have to pay the penalty. Now, Mr. Parkyakakis...
Yes?
You, Mr. Parkyakakis, can help me in this. Now, what is this that I'm placing in your hand?
This? Why,
This is a bottle of seltzer water.
Correct!
Can I have my $3 now? I'd like to go home.
No. Not yet. Now, Mr. Crabtree, here's a box of soda crackers. I want you to start eating these soda crackers, and while you're eating them, I'm going to mention the name of a state. Now, every time I mention the name of a state, I want you to whistle. Have you got that?
Mr. Parkercarcass, I'll get even with you if it takes 1,000 years.
Now, Mr. Parkercarcass.
Oh, Mr. Manning, what you are doing to me.
Now, Mr. Parkercarcass, to help Mr. Crabtree whistle, I want you to moisten the crackers by squirting some of this seltzer water right in his face. Is that clear?
Squirt seltzer water in my face? Parkercarcass, one squirt of that seltzer, and you'll hear from my attorneys in the morning.
Now, start chewing on your crackers, Mr. Crabtree. And remember, every time I mention the name of a state, you whistle. All right, Mr. Crabtree, here we go. From Maine to California, I mentioned two states. You're supposed to whistle twice, Mr. Crabtree. So very dry, you couldn't whistle, could you, Mr. Crabtree? Okay, Mr. Parkercarcass, the seltzer in the face.
Mr. Manning, I don't want to. I got to make a good impression on Mr. Crabtree.
Please, the seltzer in the face.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I said from Maine to California. I said, Mr. Crabtree, from Maine to California, and you only squirted him once. That was from Maine. Now squirt him for California.
Now.
Now let's get on with the game. My 10 favorite states.
10 states?
Yes. Pennsylvania, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, Wyoming, Montana, Illinois, Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan. You were supposed to whistle 10 times and you didn't do it. Did you, Mr. Crabtree? Mr. Parkercarcass, you know what that means.
You mean I got to squirt him 10 times?
Yes.
I won't do it. Mr. Crabtree, please believe me. This is not my idea and I'm very sorry.
Do what the man says.
What?
Squirt that water at me 10 times. I'm getting to like it.
Like it? You mean you're not mad at me?
Heavens, no. This is the best fun I've had in 27 years. And I'm going to give you all the money you need for the boys' camp.
Maybe you squirted enough seltzer at Mr. Crabtree, Mr. Parkercarcass.
You keep out of this, Mr. Manning. Let me have the seltzer, son, right here in my face. And remember, 10 times...
Okay, Pennsylvania.
Let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. For the further adventures of Parkercarcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Obie Cates as clarinet in this orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parkies. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. Peace does not come cheaply, and the costs of victory are not all paid. Bills for hospitalization, rehabilitation, transportation home are enormous. We can help pay those bills by buying victory bonds. So buy bonds to the limit and hold on to them. Now, this is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.